My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap the phone call between Davin and his phone scammer, Belinda. Has Davin flipped the script? Listen and enjoy.
There's not enough people in the hut to deal with this.
There were deep-voiced sisters being alarmed and trying
you
to get
You guys heard
advice.
Husband, too, right?
I thought I heard husband.
Okay. Yeah, so did I.
And then she goes, oh, I mean, sister! Oh, sister! Sister with big penis. I mean, sister! Oh, my goodness! Oh, I'm so overwrought.
Oh, Joey, let it go. What, a couple weeks ago,
Joey,
you wanted to tell yourself?
You had to kill the cat?
Joe looks upset that he's
dead. The cat was very attached to you. It had a hammer at home.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, so Davin, you killed Deck Alderaldo. How does the cat eat it? Did you conjure a little kitty noose from the rafters with the message,
here's how the
Whiskers
cat
was
it.
Here?
I will tell you how the cat, Mr. Whiskers, had unprotected sex with Pip's AIDS kitty.
Oh, no. Oh, there's not enough AZT in the world for that.
You committed suicide because you were.
How did I do it?
Well, you've had a wide variety of options you floated to us on the past couple of weeks. Pick one, stupid.
We'll go and hang it.
All right. Well, you hung yourself. Right. She really didn't ask, Joe. There wasn't that much because nobody really liked Dick Eldorado.
I don't like Dick.
She didn't even ask.
No.
She was just like, dead?
By the way, Elisa's like known about this since last May. And like every like mother said, does he know he's dead yet? Does he know he's dead yet?
Oh my God.
That's why she came down here.
Oh,
she wanted to hear.
Funny. That's funny.
No, Best is still walking around.
I'm like, shut up, stupid. Don't tell him he's dead.
Yet. That's when I go, you killed me? And she just broke out laughing.
She didn't know you were dead comic walking.
Oh. Dead dick walking.
your dick was dead.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
That's funny.
I can't believe that you killed him. And then you were just like, eat it. Eat it, girl. Eat it. You know, because it's like,
because you know what?
He's dead.
Because I'm like, you know what? This is my opportunity to hammer home to this scanning syndicate. Because there's no longer a mystery.
Right.
You know, at this point, we know what the deal is.
Yeah.
This is my chance to hammer home how serious this is. This is for all the victims.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because, again, mm-hmm. This isn't premeditated. I don't have a game plan. Some of us can think on our feet. You know, I don't have a game plan.
But the funny thing is like, you know, it's like, you know, this is real. All these idiots hanging around the mics laughing.
Giggling.
You don't understand. This is real.
There's the irony, Joe.
And Dick Eldorado's looking at us with hurt puppy dog eyes. I'm done.
Yeah. We're all laughing, except for one guy. Yeah, he's upset his character's been bumped off.
Listen, you were very sick with the leeches and the Wawing Chow.
Well, you know what? All in all, it was a matter of time.
There are pieces hanging off of you, buddy.
But you know what, Joe?
I think I'm better off dead.
Is it not a great plot twist?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. We weren't using the character anymore.
Lisa says maybe he'll be reincarnated.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
And Trucker Tom says, oh, great, zombie dick.
Nobody likes zombie dick.
Just using a cat go meow.
when did this turn into Pet Cemetery?
Yeah, right.
All right. So, feedback. What do you? What
wow,
we do?
That was great.
Joe, was the game raised?
Yeah, it was because you could. Number one, they think Dick Eldorado's dead. But you know what? Like I said, they're heartless, so it's not like
it
they
does.
Really
it does reveal, though. But you know that's the point, though. I want there's people listening to this that have fallen in love mm-hmm. and they're still holding out hope. Well, maybe they still love me, even if they are. These are cold,
but
heartless
could tell,
people.
You could tell how heartless they are. If this was a real situation, and it has been for a lot of people, this would be devastating. I mean, for us, it's great radio, and we had a hell of a time laughing our asses off. If it was real, it would be devastating on how heartless and uncaring.
And how she was. Move on.
I've had more emotional transactions
now,
in the bank.
In her defense.
You know?
They're wondering how you survive.
So do I.
Now, in her defense, she's getting fed lines.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard real emotion from her, and that's joy. And now we know, and now I would be willing to say, she was getting too close.
Oh, yeah.
The husband took her off.
Oh, yeah.
The husband, like some said in the very beginning, there's a man controlling her, and we didn't know as this was playing out. But now it's very clear. There was
her husband.
Man controlling her, and I would guess she was getting too close.
Yep.
That she was, like, talking to
enjoying the interaction.
Exactly. She was...
Yeah.
she was getting more from, you know, our BS on our end. Yeah. But it's a real, real human interaction and everything, because we like talking to her.
Yeah.
She's fun to talk to, have real conversation
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
And her husband's like, enough of this. There's no money coming in. You look for, you're sitting there freaking texting away with stupid on Facebook. I'll take over this.
Right. Now, not only that, she's been dealing with, you know, Davin, which has been emotionally, there's an emotional connection there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the husband is telling her to take away. Now she's getting a call. To them, this is real.
Yeah.
Somebody died.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't care if you're in Hitler's bunker. If somebody died.
Show that might be a bit extreme.
If you're in, you're gonna be upset if somebody gets killed. You know?
Not in Hitler's bunker,
no.
No,
I think,
well, maybe that was a bad example, but
I think they are thrown.
Oh.
I have completely flipped the script on them. This is not what they intended. They just want. They thought they had me in a corner. They thought, you know, as Joe said last week, and, you know, I agree, many victims would give that money. Now they don't know what to do with it. Because keep in mind, I have a dead friend. I'm hurt. I know hitmen. I know black magic, and I'm an FBI informant.
Oh, and another thing you forgot to bring up as well, you're after Mavis now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am putting that fear in them. I am coming for you guys.
You're coming for them.
Yeah. So fear is a real thing. And they know, if they look at the script, if they talk to this Belinda, he's a little crazy.
Oh, duh.
And the thing is, but the thing is, they're not looking at the script. You're talking to the old guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the person you were typing with. This is the old people that know the background. They don't need to read a script. They were there. But
yeah, so she knows that you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. These people don't
the
know
new people
all the
you've been
crazy.
Writing, you could write that till the cows come. Yeah, whatever. Sure. Geez, whatever
I could just imagine them feeding her lines, and she's like, all right, I'll say this, but you have no idea what you're dealing with.
Yeah, really. It's like, no.
Mention porn. Sidetrack him. And maybe he'll write a script with you. Go to our happy place.
Yeah, don't talk about the mob. Don't talk about the FBI. Oh, my God.
Right.
Don't
not
talk
the
about
black magic. Not
black
the
magic
juju, man.
Right.
Not the black magic again. That really legitimately scared her. The black magic
It
stuff.
Did back in the day.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that was Mavis you scared, right?
No,
that was Belinda. Belinda.
Oh, was
I
Belinda.
Gave up black magic for Belinda.
Yes.
That was a show of my love, Joe. And I threw that in there before I even knew about Juju Men.
I
just threw that in there for the heck of it.
One of the greatest things in the world for these people that scam people and hurt people and stuff, watching them in a panic, backpedaling.
Oh,
nobody's
yes.
done that. Nobody's
can't
done
can't have done
Nobody's
to
done
that,
that
level because it sounded like humana humana humana
you
humana.
Have taken something that they have destroyed people with,
yes,
brought it to their front doorstep, laid it out like a cat drops a dead bird on a mat, and watched them dance around it.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.